Nathan Porter paced in front of the large bank of windows that ran the entire wall of his home office. Back and forth, back and forth. The waiting was going to kill him. He glanced at his phone, willing it to ring, as he pivoted and headed in the opposite direction. What was taking so long?
"He's headed for the ramp," Detective Kett called out. "Fontan, you in position? One male, late 20s, approximately 5'7", 180s headed your way. He's wearing a black hoodie, jeans, and a dark-colored ball cap. Looks like it has some kind of logo on the front."
"I see him," Detective Russell Fontan answered. He clipped the walkie on his belt and bolted toward the suspect. The wily bugger was dodging and weaving around cargo bins in an attempt to fade into the shadows and disappear. "Not gonna happen." Fontan picked up the pace, leaped over a barrel his cunning prey had toppled in his wake, and spotted the man just as he was attempting to climb a chain-link fence. Fontan smiled. "Big mistake." He pushed his body to move faster, reached up, snagged the man's baggy jeans, and gave them a forceful yank. The shocked felon went down hard. Fontan landed on top of him. Within seconds, he was on his stomach, the cop straddling his body. His arms were yanked behind him in an attempt to secure the cuffs. The suspect was still a little dazed, wondering what had just happened. But he wasn't ready to give in. Instead of accepting his fate like a man, he decided to resist. One wrist was already cuffed, but the other was still free. He tried to swing around to cold cock the officer. At the same time, he frantically began kicking his legs, hoping to knock the cop off balance so he could escape. He missed, and the cop held firm. Fontan was ready for the attempted punch. He dodged, shifted his weight, gripped the man's arm, and forcefully pulled it behind him. The fight only lasted seconds. Once the cuffs were secure, Fontan stood to catch his breath. Why did they always fight the inevitable?
"I didn't do nothing," the young guy barked out of habit. They both knew he had done something. For starters, he ran. "Suspect is in custody," Fontan reported in. "Who wants to transport?"
Officer Livia Hulse responded.
"I'm headed your way. Should be there in about 2 minutes. I'll take him off your hands." "Copy." Fontan reached down and yanked on the prisoner's arm. "Stand up. You're taking a little ride. Anything you want to tell me before we make this all official?" "Yeah."
The man glared at the cop who had chased him down, wondering again how that had happened. Cops were supposed to be out of shape and easy to evade. Not this one. He probably never had a donut in his life.
"I want a lawyer,"